Dave Hose has been a golf pro for only 10 years, unusual for somebody in his 60s. Originally from Ohio, Dave quit college to work on trains.
I got a job on the railroads, and after a few years, I became an engineer.
Dave worked as an engineer for 25 years, living in Wyoming. During much of that time, he dreamed about golf, which he'd played when he was young.
When I was early 20s, I just had the ability to hit the ball forever, but didn't know where it was going, and had designs on playing golf professionally. I got the game together, got the knowledge together, but I had a wife, two children, and I was a railroad engineer, which at the time was in the 25% earning bracket. I just couldn't throw everything that we had worked so hard to obtain away and take a shot at golf.
What did prompt Dave Hose to quit his high-paying career was his daughter's health.
We have a daughter who has had two liver transplants and a kidney transplant. A couple years ago, she went into the hospital and got sepsis. They ended up amputating both of her hands and part of her feet. We came to Jacksonville because of Mayo Clinic, because that's where she was transplanted.
So Dave moved to Northeast Florida, short of retirement, with medical bills, and needing to find work.
I tried numerous things, sales, several different things with my hands.
Before any of it was resolved, his own health became an issue.
I came down with cancer. I had to go 2 years with chemotherapy, and I got clean, and I'm very, very happy for that. But I didn't have a job. I didn't have anything.
A friend of Dave's from church was the general manager of a new golf course that was to open soon in Jacksonville.
We'll get you on as a ranger or starter or something. There were a lot of people that became very good friends, and I was a pretty good player in those days still. So people would ask questions, and one thing led to another, and I started helping and teaching people there. But I did not have the pro designation.
Within a few years, the golf business, locally and nationally, consolidated. When he was laid off from his last country club job, he began to teach at his house, using a mat and net in the backyard and a video camera.
It had an ideal setup for me to practice and play and teach some of my friends. And we found out that it actually worked much faster.
Dave Hose has been teaching that way ever since.
My credentials were the success of my students.
And what he's doing now is, he says, what he's always wanted to do.
Help people enjoy the game of golf. It's just my passion to see people improve.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.